When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, rolling through the Thursday edition of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. As always, you're missing anything on the show, you can go subscribe to the podcast. We're rapidly advancing on 20 million downloads per month, which is a monster number. That's because of you guys. Get out there and subscribe. You can search out my name, Clay Travis. You can search out Buck Sexton. We are joined now by Ohio Senate candidate, best-selling author J.D. Vance. J.D., you've been feuding with Tim Ryan. I saw this story. I couldn't believe it. Over who likes Ohio State football more. Now, I'm a pretty big college football fan. I didn't anticipate this being a major brouhaha, so to speak. But I think it probably speaks to the desperation that Tim Ryan is feeling that he's trying to make this an issue. The campaign's going pretty well, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going well, and it's one of these weird issues where, you know, it reminds me a couple of years ago where like every liberal in Hollywood got really into the NFL because they put in racism in the end zone.
Yes,
he did this weird thing where he obsessed for 2 weeks about the fact that Trump was holding a rally, which of course I was going to because it was in the state of Ohio, during an Ohio State football game. And by the way, it was Ohio State Toledo. I think that Ohio State scored like basketball team level numbers against Toledo. I was not exactly worried.
It's not the biggest game of the year for the Buckeyes. I think it's fair to say, yes.
Exactly. But the hilarious thing is it turns out he was not watching the game either. And so he had his staff live tweeting the game as if it was him. But he was at somebody's wedding. So, you know, who cares? Like, he goes to a wedding. No one would make an issue out of it. But he decided to make an issue out of this football game, even though he was being hypocritical. It's sort of a good illustration of his entire campaign, which is a bit of a cluster.
Hey, JD, it's Buck. We were just talking about the crime issue. And I'd seen, when was this, just to make sure I'm giving, yeah, oh, just today, that Columbus, Ohio, for example, has already passed 100 homicides. It's a little later, 2 months later, than the record year of homicides they had last year. Ohio statewide and in its major cities, how is it doing when it comes to crime? And what are some of the progressive prosecutors pushing in those cities? You know, we talk about Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Chicago, Illinois. What's going on in Ohio crime-wise?
Well, it's not good, Buck. So we definitely have a crime problem in Ohio. If you look at some of our biggest cities, you know, we have violent crime rates that rival some third world countries. And, you know, everybody thinks about Chicago, New York, and San Francisco. But there are some cities in Ohio that are doing very poorly. And you're right to ask about the prosecutors, because the thing that they're really doing, it's actually not just the prosecutors, but it's a lot of the very activist local judges. You know, the police officers, I've heard them say, they bring a guy who carjacked a woman at 8 a.m. And instead of arresting, well, they arrest the person, but instead of putting that person in jail, the judges will let them out. They will so-called divert them from the traditional criminal justice system. And then the cops will arrest the same person the same day committing the same violent crime. And that's happening all over the state of Ohio. And again, this is just a straightforward policy choice. If you look at the statistics, you guys, it's a very consistent story that a substantial share of the violent crime is committed by a handful of people. So this decision to just let violent criminals maraud around our streets is very, very directly causing this. And if we just accept that some people, you know what, they need to spend some time in prison, we could deal with a lot of this problem.
JD, when you look at and talk to people on the streets, you've been all over Ohio. Buck and I have been saying it's inflation slash the economy, it's the border, and it's crime. Does that overwhelmingly reflect what you are hearing from your constituents in Ohio about their biggest concerns?
It is. I mean, those are definitely the top three issues, and you know, you hear about them in different ways, but definitely those are the things that dominate people's minds. I mean, I will say that a lot of people, you know, I might add to that, they're just sick of being told what they're allowed to say and what they're allowed to think. A lot of people in Ohio, obviously, I mean, not just Ohio, but all across the country, headed back to school in the last couple of weeks, and so I think the fact that too many schools are in the game of indoctrinating kids instead of educating kids is coming back to the forefront of parents' minds. They're very worried about the quality of the education their kids are getting. There have been a couple of little rumors about, you know, COVID policy getting a little crazy, some schools remasking and so forth. So I think the school issue remains a big issue. And I think, a lot of people forgot about it because we've just had this very long political summer. But as people get back to the cadence of normal life, I suspect the school issue is going to be top of mind come November as well.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, he is running for Senate in Ohio. J.D., what would be your top priorities? I mean, obviously, with Joe Biden still in office, getting any laws passed would be very difficult. But we're going to be in a presidential election cycle as soon as the midterm cycle ends, you know, finishes up. So the policies that are put forward by the GOP will be essentially on the ballot in 2024. What do you think is critical to get done? I mean, what are some of the things legislatively that you would want to spearhead?
Well, look, I think we could close the border. Biden knows that this is politically unpopular. I think that he'd probably like an exit ramp, especially as he heads into a presidential election year. Of course, if they let him run in the first place. But I think, you know, we could actually say, look, you're not going to get a dollar of your priorities if you don't actually enforce the border, build the border wall, and allow the Border Patrol agents to do what they do best, which is keep us safe. I also think that, you know, to your point about him vetoing laws, you know, we should actually propose legislation and let him veto this stuff, right? Do some things that are politically popular, that are good for the country, that are consistent with our values, and force Joe Biden to say no to it so that when, you know, we run in 24, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or whoever else, we actually have a set of priorities. It's not just Biden is a bad president. You know, 70% of the country agrees with that. But here are a series of Republican proposals where if we take the country in a different direction, this will affirmatively become law and make your life better.
A big part of that, obviously, JD, is that Tim Ryan has tried to claim that he is a moderate and independent voice while at the same time supporting virtually everything that Joe Biden advocates for. What about that appeal? Is that having success in convincing people that he is a moderate, or are most people seeing through it and recognizing that essentially he's a rubber stamp for everything that Joe Biden wanted to get done?
You know, I think most people see through it, and sort of our job over the next 50 days is to make sure everybody sees through it, because you're exactly right. It's an incredible contrast between the D.C. liberal Tim Ryan, who votes for open borders, who votes to let violent criminals out of prison, who votes to crush the Ohio energy economy, which is one of the things driving inflation, and then the totally reasonable guy that comes on these TV commercials and runs away from every single position where he's taken a vote even a couple of years ago. I mean, even the student debt issue, right? Not a very popular thing. I think a deeply unfair thing that Joe Biden did, and probably illegal. Tim Ryan voted for a more generous version of student debt relief and then comes around and says, well, I don't actually like what Joe Biden is doing. Well, the reason you say you don't like it is because you know it's not going to get you elected to the Senate. But look, the guy's record is the guy's record, and it's impossible for him to run away from it. We've started to hammer him on the airwaves to let people know that the fake moderate they see in these TV commercials is not the real D.C. Tim Ryan. We're going to keep on doing that. And I think it's already had a big effect. I think it'll continue to have a big effect through the election. So I feel good about our race. I think, you know, those of your listeners who are in Ohio, just let your friends know, let your family know. This guy's not a moderate. He's not a conservative. He is a very radical rubber stamp for Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, if people have resources, they can go to JDVance.com, donate to the campaign, and help us fund some of these advertisements that get that message out.
JD, we've got a lot of people listening across Ohio, including on our affiliate WHLO AM in the Cleveland-Akron area. And so they can go to your site, as you said. I'm just wondering, are you getting the same kind of dodging the question or dodging the debate treatment with Ryan that we've seen start to, it's just becoming obvious, right? In other races, Cortez Masto in Nevada is not really willing to face the press or square off against Adam Laxalt. Clearly, Fetterman, to your east there, Fetterman and Oz, Fetterman's trying to avoid that. So are we seeing the same thing with Tim Ryan? You said that he's misrepresenting himself, but is he also trying to pull a hide in the basement and hope the press carries the water for him routine? What's going on?
Well, you know, Fetterman is of course, the most well-spoken of the Democrats, so Oz has to be careful there. But, you know, in our race in Ohio, we really want a debate, and we think that we are going to have debates. Now, here's the deal. We've accepted a couple debates, and, you know, a couple media organizations said we'd like to host these debates. Our campaign went out immediately and said, okay, those are the two debates that we'll do. Now, the only debate that Tim Ryan has said he wants do is one put on by the Ohio Debate Commission. And that may sound like a nonpartisan organization, but as we found out a couple of days ago, the Ohio Debate Commission, the leader, is a literal Tim Ryan donor. Like, she's written checks to Tim Ryan. She was on the board of Planned Parenthood. It's basically an activist organization. And so the debate we're having here in Ohio is, yes, we'll do the debate, but we're not doing it with a partisan Democrat organization. We'll do it with nonpartisan media organizations. And I think, you know, our message to Tim Ryan has been, look, you know, I guarantee he's seeing the same thing in his internal numbers that we're seeing in ours. He needs the debates more than we do, and so I hope he'll accept.
I mean, Clay, we've got people on WKRC in Cincinnati, WTAM in Cleveland, WHLO in Akron, WTVN in Columbus, Toledo, Ohio, WSPD. I mean, they can make a big difference here. I think everyone needs to understand they can make the difference in this race.
No, and in many of those markets, we're number one in the entire market right now. So, JD, I hope they're listening and hope they're enjoying this. One of the things that stood out, and we went after Tim Ryan for this, was he essentially said he supports abortion all the way through 9 months. And obviously, many different states are coming to many different laws as it pertains to that. Are you finding that most Ohioans, JD, find Tim Ryan's position of abortion all the way through 9 months is a radical proposition?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm pro-life, and I recognize, you know, different people are going to draw the line maybe differently from what I would like to do. But pretty much all of us can agree that you should not have taxpayer-funded elective abortion at 40 weeks, right? You can't use abortion as birth control, especially that late in pregnancy. And Tim Ryan has repeatedly voted for legislation that not only would allow it nationwide, would invalidate any restriction on abortion nationwide, but would also force Ohio taxpayers to foot the bill. It's really a testament to how crazy the Democrats have gotten on this issue. If you look across the world, Scandinavia, Western Europe, you know, these are typically considered pretty far left societies. You know, they typically ban abortion after 12 to 15 weeks. The only countries that allow nonstop abortion on demand up to the moment of birth are North Korea and China. Like, I don't want to join that club. I guess we're already in that club, but I don't want to be part of that club anymore. And again, I think it just shows Tim Ryan's really out of step here. And people ask, well, why does he take such radical positions? And the answer is actually really simple, because the activists that fund his campaign, the reason why he has all these TV commercials saying that he's a moderate is because these activists put a lot of money into his race. And he knows if he crosses these people, he's going to have to run on his own record and he's going to lose.
J.D. Vance, he's going to win, be the next senator from Ohio. You can give him your support. Give us that website one more time, J.D.
Yeah, that's JDVance.com. Appreciate everything. Appreciate what you guys are doing. And everybody in Ohio, let's get out and vote on November 8th.
Thanks, J.D. And Clay, we're thinking he's going to win. He's got to win by a lot, though, folks. He's got to send a message. Can't be close. Get out there. Help him.
Amen. And hopefully the Buckeyes will continue to win. So Tim Ryan will have something to talk about. We'll talk more about some of the craziness that's going on. We got to play this clip for you of Stacey Abrams at some point this hour or next hour, Buck, about the sonograms and heartbeats and, I mean, ultrasound. It's going to blow your mind when you hear it. In the meantime, business owners, you've got to be challenged by the amount of time you're spending on your team, your people, all the HR issues that go with running a company. Managing workforces both in the office and remotely, keeping up with the changing regulations, HR compliance. Look, it's a full-time job by itself. There's a limit to what you can do to keep employees engaged while running your business smoothly. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy, focusing on the health of your organization. What if your HR strategy included access to better benefits to help you keep the employees you have and attract new ones? What if it also offered training for your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? There's always going to be challenges to face in business, but no matter where they come from, Insperity is ready to help you move past them by providing the HR solutions you need. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Yesterday, we had Brian Morgenstern on. And Buck, he told us some interesting things about our good friend, Dr. Fauci.
It turns out the Fauci behind closed doors, when he's telling on TV, you really want a double mask and goggles. I'm not making that up. They talked about goggles, and Brian told us this yesterday. Maybe cover your eyes because of the droplets. And then behind closed doors, he's like, what a bunch of idiots double masking with goggles on. What a bunch of schmoes they are.
I want to have him admit that the restaurant, wearing a mask into the restaurant and then taking it off to sit down and eat, is the single dumbest thing that has ever existed in American public policy in any of our lives. Evidently, he was making fun of it behind the scenes, but I can't tell you how infuriating I found that for years.
I was told in Las Vegas, Nevada, where people are gambling away their life savings in smoke-filled rooms in these casinos, drinking, and some people go to cabarets at night, all these things going on the strip. I was told, that's what we call them, cabarets. I was told by a woman who is a maitre d' in a restaurant that I needed to, it was outside seating, that had to put a mask on for the walk to sit down outside, as if that was going to, and she was 100% serious.
Buck, I landed in Las Vegas at like 9:30 one night, and my wife and I went to our hotel, walked around the casino. Do you remember this? We talked about it on the show. At midnight,
you turned into a pumpkin.
Flipped the switch, and everybody had to start wearing a mask in the casino. Everybody was fine walking around at 11:59. At midnight, they had employees walking around saying, you have to put a mask on now. I was there in the casino at the time that this actually happened.
So here's Fauci, what is it, yesterday? Just telling everybody,
yes. He represents nothing but the truth and the whole truth.
The idea, I'm symbolizing something, and I understand that for people who have looked for consistency and truth and someone who could keep a calm demeanor at a time a few years ago, when things were a little bit discombobulated about, you know, this is going to go away tomorrow, this drug works, et cetera, et cetera. So I didn't seek it out, but I became the symbol for people, which made it an unrealistic things like, you know, they're kind of cute, but bobbleheads and candles and things like that. That is as unrealistic in many respects as the craziness of people who want to decapitate me because I'm ruining the economy.
I don't know what the decapitation thing, the victim nonsense he's trying to pull here. Clay, he posed for the covers of magazine while people's grandparents were dying and weren't allowed to see their family members because of the risk of COVID to 25-year-olds. He's a monster.
He is a monster. He is a monster. And the fact that he is still allowed to work in our government infuriates me.
My friends, speaking of COVID, if you owned a business over the last few years, you managed to keep it going, God bless, because it was tough because of idiots like Fauci shutting things down. You could use a break if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive the COVID lockdowns and all the craziness. You could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund of your taxes. So how does your business get this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you as well. Look, they do all the work, and they only get paid if you get paid. They get a percentage of what you get. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. You deserve this cash. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Thursday rolling. It's the first day of fall, I guess, right, Buck? As we are pivoting into the fall, we bring on now Alex Berenson. It's cold and flu season. Fauci's gearing up. Fall is here. Alex, I want to start with this because we've been having fun with it, and I know you're going to take it to a dark place eventually with all the results that are coming in, unfortunately, from these COVID shots. So what is your reaction to reports that Fauci would regularly mock the restaurant restrictions that you would have to wear a mask until you got seated, and also that he said privately, I could get people to believe they need to do anything when he was talking about wearing goggles and double and triple masking. I mean, does it make you hate him even more?
I'd actually be glad if that's true. I know this is from this this Trump tell-all, right?
Brian Morgenstern. We had him on the show yesterday talking about it.
I mean, because then at least he'd be in on the joke a little bit, and he's not a complete idiot. So those are our choices. I guess I'd rather believe that he's like a cynical, you know what, than like he's just a moron who actually believed the idea that masking while you're walking to the table and not masking while you're eating made any sense. But those are really our choices, right? He's either a fool or a cynic.
Alex, the latest on the vaccines. What do we need to know about? First of all, there are places, Smith College, place I actually spent a lot of time when I was in college. I know it pretty well. It has been an insane asylum in a lot of ways for a long time on a whole bunch of issues. But Smith College, I think, is requiring the most up-to-date vaccination. Why is it? I mean, we were asking you questions 6, 7, 8 months ago now. Like, hey, how effective? They keep saying it's so effective at preventing death. But then we started to see these numbers about even those at high risk, that most of the people who were dying on a monthly basis in this country were vaccinated. How do we disentangle the efficacy component before we talk about the side effect component?
Well, I mean, look, we're at this interesting place. The vaccines are now rejected, I think. I mean, I think almost nobody with the choice is getting this bivalent booster. And, you know, I don't want to depend too much on an anecdote here, but I think I've mentioned my mother a couple of times on the show in the past, and she, she's an MSNBC watcher and refers to Anthony Fauci as America's doctor without irony.
Got to be a fun Thanksgiving.
and she is probably, or at least is seriously considering not getting the fifth shot. And so I think even for people, you know, she's had COVID a couple of times, she's gotten her four shots. Even people who are predisposed to believe everything that they've been told for the last 2 years now understand that the vaccine is not protective against infection or transmission. People are looking around and seeing, you know, we're 2+ years into this. Who do I know who's gotten really sick from COVID? Who do I know who's died from COVID who wasn't 85 years old or 400 pounds? And for most people, almost everybody, the answer to that question is nobody. I don't know anybody for whom this was a serious disease who wasn't sick in some profound way beforehand. And then they say, what about the vaccines? Like, do I know people who had a bad response, who were laid up for a week, or whose arms swelled up, or not necessarily who died? And they're saying, like, why would I get this? And I think really that's where we are. And there's just these sort of weird pockets of the government and the educational system, and to some extent, you know, the medical system, that haven't caught up with where everyone is right now.
Yeah, and Alex, I think speaking to that in particular, you were one of the first that I remember talking about the data on kids getting COVID shots. And the Washington Post had like a really upset article. I'm sure you read it 3 or 4 days ago, and I'll hit the stats for everybody out there. Yep. 95% nationwide of parents of 6-month-old to 5-year-olds are not getting them the shot. That is, only 5% are. And the numbers, I think, have stunned some of the so-called health experts. But to me, that's clear evidence of how people are voting. Parents might take risks more so with their own health, but when it comes to their young kids, they're much more risk averse, and they're overwhelmingly voting no on the COVID shot for young kids.
Yes, you're absolutely. And funny, you mentioned that, because I'm writing a Substack about that right now. The Washington Post story got me to look at the numbers again myself. Because, you know, it's pretty stunning, actually, that it's so overwhelming that even the Washington Post has taken notice. And, you know, the lead on my story is Ted Cruz won Elmo Zero, because I don't know if you remember, but...
Sesame Street battle.
That's
yeah.
Right. And Cruz said, what are they doing? And it was, oh, Ted Cruz, you know, hates your kids. And You can trust Elmo. Well, parents apparently...
Saturday Night Live did a skit making fun of him, but he was right. That's right.
He was right. And it's even worse from the vaccine advocate's point of view than you're saying, because 93% of parents have not gotten their kids even one shot. But then when you look at the 7% who have, I'm talking about in the under five group, 80% of those parents haven't gotten their kids a second shot. So when you look at the number of kids who are fully vaccinated against COVID who are under five, it's less than 2% of all children in that age range. It's unbelievable what a rejection this has been. And so when you read that Washington Post story, as you guys have, it's interesting because the vaccine advocates are like, oh, we didn't let parents know that this was available. We didn't make it easy for them to get it. That's such nonsense. It's just a lie. You couldn't go anywhere in June without hearing about this.
Alex, we have to ask you also about this idea of negative efficacy when it comes to infection for young people. How solid is the data on this? Where is this? Essentially, is there real data right now to suggest that people who are, I think it was it under 12s who got the shot were more likely to be reinfected with COVID? That was the preprint study. Can you just tell us, where does that stand?
No, it's extremely solid. And it's really not just under 12. It's just, that the study with under 12s they extended the timeline out far enough to catch the fall into negative efficacy. But if you look at, data on older people, it's the same thing. So with Omicron, it's quite clear that after a couple of months, the vaccine really stops being protective at all. And then it looks like after a couple months after that, your risk of infection actually rises. In other words, you have a bigger risk of being infected if you are vaccinated than if you're not. And there's ways to explain that that don't involve actual biological changes that the vaccine is making in you. For example, the vaccine advocates would say, oh, that's because people who are vaccinated know they're vaccinated and they take more risks. But that's probably not true. The reality is the vaccine basically, the original version of it, which is what you have to get, even if you're getting this, quote unquote, bivalent booster, the original version of it causes your body to make antibodies that are not really good against the Omicron spike. And so over time, as your overall number of antibodies wanes, you appear to be left with some that actually increase the risk of your infection. It gets complicated, the details, but that's the top line. The top line is that data is probably correct, and you are probably now at higher risk of Omicron infection if you're vaccinated than if not.
So is essentially this just going to go away and people going to pretend that this whole thing never happened in your mind now? Because clearly kids are not getting these shots. There's no mandates now. Even aggressive cities like New York are doing away with much of their private vaccine mandate. It seems like Biden wants to claim the pandemic's over because he needs to have something that he can claim he didn't screw up. Where are we in your mind with these COVID shots?
I think so. I think that's correct. The black swan would be if a new variant comes out that is actually quite dangerous, and then the negative efficacy will really matter. Your listeners and you may recall that I was sort of harping on that a little bit more 3 or 4 months ago, and it seems like that's less of a risk now. It seems that Omicron is just dominant, and Omicron is just not that dangerous to almost everybody. And so everybody's gotten it. A lot of people have gotten it more than once. And the other thing that's happened is if you look at what are called anti-N antibodies, so that's a different part of the virus, which are very durable and which the vaccine does not cause you to make. You can only get those after being infected and recovering. The levels of those in the population are now very high. So that's actually probably protective as well. Whatever happens to the spike, we all have these anti-N antibodies helping us. And there was a period of time when I was worried that the vaccine would actually interfere with the generation of those. But it looks like the vaccine ultimately proves so useless against Omicron that you get it and you get these anti-N antibodies, and that's good for you.
So to bring this full circle, the vaccines were so crappy that the good news is that people got COVID anyway and now have natural immunity. Did I get that right?
You basically, that's correct. That's a piece I really need to write to the stack. But yes, that's basically what has happened in the last 6 months.
That's amazing. Alex Berenson, everybody, go check out his Substack. Clay and I are subscribers. It's been fantastic, and he's continued to work on this. And it's not over. If you listen to the Biden administration, they're still pushing it. Fauci's pushing it. Alex, thank you so much, man. As always, we appreciate you.
A great pleasure, guys.
All right, so we talk about the fight for life on this show a lot. And later on, we're actually going to discuss that there's now a push to say that fetal heartbeat is not a real thing. This is now out there. The left-wing media is pushing this idea. They're saying there is no such thing as fetal heartbeat. Really, it's a made up. It's a conspiracy. I'm not making this up. The same people who rely on Planned Parenthood and the massive abortion industrial complex to lie to expectant mothers constantly about what's really going on in their wombs, they want abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy. We talk about issues. We talk about what we can do as individuals, how we can vote. But what if I told you that today, right now, you could take a stand against this evil? You could actually do something to help save lives. You need to know about preborn pregnancy clinics. Now, preborn is operating nationwide. They have a very straightforward and essential mission, a mission from on high, my friends, and that is to save the lives of as many babies as possible. And the way they do this is by providing expectant mothers with free ultrasounds. See, the left hates these ultrasounds. The left is saying it doesn't even show that there's a heartbeat or whatever. Because once a mother sees the life growing in her womb, she realizes what this is, and she overwhelmingly will choose life. Preborn clinics have a mission. They want to save 40,000 babies' lives this year. Thousands and thousands have already been saved. Do you want to do something today? Do you want to take action right now? Here's all you have to do. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will help to rescue five babies' lives. I'm a donor to preborn clinics. I ask that. I know these are tough financial times, but we're talking about life here. Do you care? Will you do something? Not just talk about this, but can you actually help in this mission? Dial #250 on your cell phone right now and say the keyword baby, because that's what this is all about, saving babies. Dial #250 from your phone, say the keyword baby, or if you want to go to the website, go to preborn.com/buck, preborn.com/buck. If it's $10 or $1,000, you can donate. Whatever you can do, every bit helps save the lives of babies. preborn.com/BUCK.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced sourced natural wool and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. We Clay and I both had the same reaction from our discussion just there with Alex Berenson about this, which is we may, in fact, be at a point now. I mean, really, it hit me. It's wild to think about this. So the good news about the vaccines is that they were so ineffective at stopping the spread that it almost created a placebo, or it created a psychological barrier for people to think that everything was going to be fine while everybody basically got COVID. That's what he was saying. And the natural immunity will be more durable from it. And the reason COVID's not as big a deal now is because so many people. I would remind everybody, the number in, I think it was last February, from the CDC was like 80% of the country had gotten COVID. So that was, I think, probably a low estimate. We've basically gotten to a point now where everyone more or less got COVID. And because the spread of COVID was so fast and spread so relentlessly during the pandemic anyway, we now basically have herd immunity. So we got to herd immunity just with the most unnecessary Fauciite madness and political division and pandemic of the unvaccinated, et cetera, masking up like imbeciles possible.
Yes. It's kind of wild to think about it. You summed it up there at the end with Berenson, I thought, pretty well, which is,
well, thank you, Clay.
The vaccines worked so horribly that basically everybody ended up getting COVID, but the people who were terrified of COVID were so convinced early on that their vaccines worked that they got back to normal. And I mean it is kind of wild to think about. This is one of those things, Buck, where I wouldn't want to live forever. I wouldn't want to be immortal, but I would like to, because I'm a history nerd, be able to come back and read hundreds of years from now how this is all going to be covered.
So, Clay, as you know, we have quite a reach here, and we also like a lot of the same shows. Did you ever watch Charles in Charge growing up? Because I watched Charles in Charge.
Oh, of course. I watched every 1980s show.
I bring it up because we were talking about the dysfunction in Sherman Oaks, California, and Charles from Charles in Charge, a show that you and I watch countless hours of, Scott Baio, the actor, has called in to tell us, apparently, about what's going on in Sherman Oaks. Scott, thanks for the ring. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was listening to you guys there earlier, as I do most mornings. And, you know, that I don't want people to think that was a one-off, that situation, because I live a couple of miles from there, and it is infinitely worse than what that guy is talking about. I mean, it's everywhere out here in the San Fernando Valley.
Scott, what kind of stuff are you seeing?
I see people, you know, when I drive with my kid, I got to turn her head away. She's 14 years old. I see people defecating on the sidewalk. You see people in parks shooting up. There's people passed out everywhere. And it's not, and I mean it, it's not isolated. It's all over the place. And I'm about ready to get out of the state. So, you know, just so you guys know that it's no joke out here.
When did it start, Scott? Because I spent a lot of time in L.A. too, and this is awesome that you're calling in. But was there a moment in time when you noticed, hey, this has gotten out of control?
I'd say in the past, I think probably since Governor Newsom, it's really gotten bad. And maybe a little before that, so maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's out of control, guys. And listen, I've been here for 45, almost 50 years. I've seen this place go from an absolute paradise to a cesspool.
Yeah, they should make a show called Newsom in Charge, where he manages to destroy one of the greatest states in the entire country. Scott Baio, everybody. Yeah, Scott, thank you so much for calling in, man. We are honored that you are a listener. Thank you very much.
God bless you guys. Thank you.
That is phenomenal, Buck. And also, remember Scott Baio got the name drop in Bill Maher? The clip that we played over the weekend, I think. That is phenomenal. When we come back, what is not phenomenal? Stacey Abrams, maybe the dumbest thing she's done since her campaign started. You won't believe what it was. We'll tell you next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.